Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Carolyn Antine is one of our new hires on Mind Food. She sits in the Auckland office. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to talk all about spring fashion.
Indeed. Well, the shows have been on in New York and London and Milan and this week in Paris. So we've been seeing a lot of new trends popping up. So I thought maybe we could talk about trends that are coming up ahead, as well as some trends about what is happening now.
Perfect. Now, I know, but only by walking past stores and things, stripes seem to be going crazy. Are stripes back in?
Well, they are, and it's funny you should say that, because Marc Jacobs has actually, at the moment he's all about polka dots, but in next season he's going to be adopting the fat wide stripe. And it's really, really interesting, because he's taken this vertical stripes and horizontal stripes and he presented them in distilled 60s style shapes. And Dolce & Gabbana have also done wide stripes as well. And interestingly enough, research has come out a couple of years ago that has thrown out the commonly held belief that vertical stripes are more slimming, and in fact the opposite is true. So they are slimming.
I tend to look like a giant barrel.
I look ridiculous.
I look like a barrel. Yeah. It's like, what's the stripy barrel walking towards me? You know, it's,
what else is
Carolyn,
happening?
What's the new trends, though, coming off the cap? Well, you know, as you said, we've just had New York and Italy, and now we've got France. Tell us what the brand new collections are showing.
Last summer was all about colour blocking, mixing blocks of colour, wearing bright yellow top with a pair of pink pants, green shoes, carrying a blue clutch. Now that idea has moved to one big block of colour, wearing the same colour head to toe.
Oh,
pink
great.
Pink jacket, shirt, pants, skirt.
How boring is that?
So it's almost like the minimalism of 90s reproduced in bright 80s shades.
But aren't you scared of looking like a wiggle?
Well, walking down the street head to toe in hot pink or purple as Gucci and Ralph Lauren have decreed, you will stand out.
Yeah, you certainly will.
I bet you will.
I've got to tell you, I was watching X Factor last night and the guy was completely blue. Blue shirt, blue tie, blue suit.
I've noticed that block colours.
You're right on the money, Carolyn. It's incredible. It's on the streets already.
Yeah.
It is. In fact, and at Gucci, they did all pink or green or yellow or blue. And it's sort of a continuation of the current obsession with prints. Yeah. You've got Busy Jungle floral prints that are on pants, shirts, jackets, and it's all about wearing, you know, so you just one big print, moving print.
So what else is happening?
Well, the bright colours are still really big. Orange is really huge. Chanel, Dion Lee, Caroline Herrera, Burberry, Karen Walker, Dolce & Gabbana, Fashion Vibe, Willow, even Gareth Pugh, who loves black. They've all done bright orange. And coloured metallics, and I'm not talking, you know, your bronzes, your golds and your silvers, although Alexander Wang did do a bit of silver. But Burberry has led the charge on this, with vibrant metallic blues and pinks and oranges and yellow. So it's quite a futuristic feel and quite a sort of streamlined modern silhouette that we're seeing coming through.
Burberry always seems to be the leader of the pack. You know, they were the first ones with that whole social media and the way they kind of show their collections and stuff, aren't they? It's Christopher Bailey, isn't it? Who
it is. Christopher Bailey, who heads up Burberry, and they're just extremely clever, because their show in London, they streamed it live in different places, so people could watch it and be involved. They could buy an order straight away online. And it was incredibly futuristic and bold collection, and they really put on a great show because they had a big, big audience.
Yeah.
But also, a lot of the thing was very wearable as well. I mean, they had these metallic pieces and trench coats. They also had a beautiful lace trench coat in the khaki green, which tied back nicely to the brand's heritage and beginning as making coats for the military.
As a matter of fact, we are in block colours today, Michael. I've just noticed you're wearing blue jeans and a blue shirt, and I'm wearing a blue shirt and jeans. So, you know, it is happening. See, even over here in the studios.
You're such a slave to fashion, Ben.
And actually, black and white is also a very common...
I love black and white. I always wear, you know what my trademark is with shoes? Patent leather shoes. Black.
Ooh,
I love
black shoes.
People say to me, they go, why do you wear them? I said, I used to be a ballroom dancer. And they go, oh, that makes sense.
And they run
and
very
were you?
Quickly.
Hey?
Carolyn, thank you for joining us today.
Not a problem. My pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.